Welcome back to the Voices of Women Summit, where in honor of International Women's Day 2025, we are raising the voices of hundreds of women so their messages can be heard. Your host for this session is Kimberly Crow. Kimberly is a visionary leader, a powerhouse speaker, and the founder of the Voices of Women Summit. She's dedicated to helping entrepreneurs and coaches take the stage, share their message, and make an impact. With her signature energy, passion, and a whole lot of fun, she's got another amazing guest coming right up. Take it away, Kimberly. Welcome back. I'm super excited. I have my dear friend Jennifer Takagi here with me. She is going to be talking about how intuition saved her life multiple times for realsies. And we are very excited to have you here. Welcome to the program, Jennifer.
Hello. How are you today? It's so exciting to be here on Voices of Women.
I'm excited. It's been a good day so far. A little chaotic, a couple of little glitches, but I think everybody's having a good time. If you guys are having a good time, put good time in the chat box. Let us know what you're most excited about today and just put it in the chat box. Let us know. Jennifer, I'm super excited about this topic. And I don't know if you can tell us your story before the story or you just want to get into your story.
I can just get into all the things.
All right. Awesome. Let's do it.
So as a little kid, you knew things. You didn't know you knew things, but you did. Like you didn't want to play with that kid or you were really drawn to this kid. Well, for me, that's your intuition, your higher self, you know, God sharing with you, like, go this way, go that way. Pick your belief system and it's all true. It's all true and it all works. And at one point, my godmother told me, if it's a message from God, and she's probably one of the most godly spiritual women I've ever met, if it's God, it's a gentle voice, but it may not make sense. If it's not, if it's your ego, if it's the devil, whatever term you want to put on that, it makes perfect sense, but it feels scary and a little bit icky. So like when people say, how do you know if it's your intuition or not? You kind of have to feel into it a little bit. I joke about the time I was going to my friend's and I know how to get to her house, but I put the address in my GPS and my GPS is Lola after Robin Williams movie RV. And Lola kept saying, turn left. And I was like, Lola, I don't need to turn left. The highway's right up here. Well, lo and behold, I should have followed Lola. My intuition told me follow the GPS. It typically knows, especially if you're in town. Outskirts, questionable, in town, usually works. And what happened? Yeah, I went to get on the highway and there was nothing but a sea of red taillights.
Oh,
I should have gone the other way. This just, okay, I didn't learn my lesson. This just happened again last week.
Really?
I went to the dentist. I put the address in. It says go straight. And I was like, I'm going to take this highway. This is faster. Nope. By the time I recognize it, I was at a dead stop. So, you know the answer. You know the right thing. When I didn't listen to my intuition, my high school friend said, you should date this guy, Keith. You'd be a great match. No, like we're not a great match. Like, I don't even like him. No. What happens? We end up in college together. We end up dating off and on for years. And what do? I marry him for 12 months and 11 days. And before you judge me that 12 months and 11 days is not long enough to give a marriage, it was way too long to give a marriage. I made bad choices from the get-go. My uncle called me the morning of the wedding and said, have we called this crap off yet? Should have listened. I didn't. I knew it was wrong. I knew he was not the guy for me. I went to see the preacher before I got divorced and he goes, you had red flags everywhere. Why didn't you pay attention to any of them? Because I knew better. I did not know better. I didn't know better. But as the years went on, I started trying to pay attention more often. And one particular day was a really big day that it made a big difference. It was a beautiful spring day in Oklahoma. The sky was blue, a few pretty little white puffy clouds. And little did I know, making one decision, listening to my God nudge, voice, intuition, I didn't go to work that day. I called in sick. after much debate, am I well enough to go to work or sick enough to stay home? You know, those minutes like, I need to go to work. I'm building a career.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I didn't go to work. I called in and said, I'm going to come in about noon. I'll feel better at noon. But I sounded so bad. My boss's secretary, Teresa, said, we'll see you tomorrow. You sound terrible. That was the last time I ever talked to Teresa. 2 short hours later, the whole house shook. And we went from being on a beautiful spring morning with a blue sky and puffy white clouds to what became known as the Oklahoma City bombing. That was April 19th, 1995, 30 years ago this year. And I knew not to go to work. I sat there at the kitchen table having this debate with myself. Should I go to work? Should I stay home? This very gentle voice said, stay home. Take care of yourself. And I can remember thinking, you don't take care of yourself. You go to work. You have to go to work. Then the whole list of things I had to do that day started running through my mind. That was like the other side of it. You need to go to work. You need to do these things. A friend of mine was getting married, and I had all the stuff, the paper tablecloths and the napkins and the plates for her shower that we were having on Friday.
Oh, wow.
All in my car, ready to go. And I was like, I need to go. We're having a luncheon, all of us putting on the shower. I need to go. I did not go. And as a matter of fact, she was actually killed that day too. So like it just was catastrophic all the way around. But I knew, and I still know, I was not supposed to be there that day. Why? I don't know, but I was not supposed to be there. I often asked the question in those early days, like, well, why was this person there? Why was she there? Like, why? But the answer always came back, and it was, they were at work. There were noises all around. They were in meetings. They were on the phone. They were getting ready for a meeting. And you can't hear your inner voice, your voice from God, intuition, whatever you want to call it. You can't hear it if you're not still and quiet.
Mm.
So that was like one of my first lessons. You know, people
talk about that. That's interesting, because really when you're at work and you're busy, you can't hear your intuition unless you focus to make sure that you're connecting with it. That's really interesting. I haven't heard you share that before. It's really true.
Yeah, you have to be still. You have to be quiet. And like, I mean, I heard of people being on the telephone and the phone line went dead, right? Like they're not hearing. You need to move. You need to be in the hallway. You need to be in the ladies' room, the men's room. You need to not be where you are right now. Other people were in the strangest places. One man was just livid because he had to go get a file and it was in the bottom drawer. And he literally sat down on the floor to get the file. But if he had been at his desk, it would have been a different outcome. So yes, all the things come into it, but you have to be still. You have to be quiet. And it's really big these days to talk about meditation, and you need to meditate for an hour a day, and you need to connect with source for these long periods of time. And if you're anything like me, that's a long time. That's a really long time. And I just want to encourage everybody, it can just be a few minutes. You just need to be still, be quiet, and ask, what is my next best step? What is my next move? Is there a message for me? The message will come. It will come from within. I've heard for years, you have all the answers inside. But you can't hear the answer if you're either always talking, which, okay, that's me, or if you never take time to be still. Shut down the computer, shut down the notifications, and just be still. For a few minutes. Like, it doesn't have to be a long time. Let's start with 2 minutes. Just 2 minutes is a big deal. So you have to be still. You have to be quiet. And you're probably thinking, wow, she probably really tuned into her intuition every day after that. No. No, it's a it's a practice. You have to practice. You have to build a muscle, whether it's a physical muscle, a mental muscle, an emotional, spiritual muscle. You have to build it slowly but surely over time. It's a consistent pattern of how you do things. One day I said I'd have more than one story, but one day I was on my way home from work and there was a stoplight, and then like half a block later, another stoplight. And the speed limit's like 40. I'm going along. There's a car in the left lane next to me. And all of a sudden, I can see coming down the street we're coming up to, you know, for the T intersection. This car is going very, very fast, and our light is green. And I thought, I'm going to hit him, or the car next to me is going to hit him, and it's going to be really bad. And of course, it happens in a split second.
Yeah.
And I thought, I can hit my brakes and stop, again, instantaneous thought, but what about the person next to me?
Oh, yeah.
And they don't teach this in driver's ed, or at least they didn't teach it when I was there. I put both feet on the brakes and my both hands on the horn at the same time. And I just stood up. I was about to go through the roof. I was just hitting so hard. And my tires are screeching. My horn is honking. It scares the bejesus out of the gal next to me. And she stops.
Because she's paying attention.
Because she's hearing me make a big...
Right. Because now it's called to her attention, I should have said. Yes.
Yeah. So we both stop and this car just whizzes in front of us.
La, la, la.
We get to the next little light, like once we both took a breath and we got to the next light, and she rolls her window down and she's laying over the guy in the next seat trying to get my attention. And I roll the window down and she said, "You just saved my life." And I said, "I know." And it was not coming from a place of, "Look at me, I'm so great, I saved your life." You know, that was not it. It was from a place of, I was given a message instantaneous. I was literally shouted at what to do.
It's amazing.
Like, me and her, right? But I'm just driving along, you know, minding my own business.
I love it. All right. Bethan says, "I should have listened this morning today when I lost my pearl earring, which my brother across the world bought." Oh, it's total. I'm so sorry, Bethan. And you're getting great recommendations from folks in the chat to check around other places. Dawn says, "And I can verify from years of meditation that we did that do this enough that one no longer needs to build the muscle. Those quiet insights come up no matter how busy and noisy life is at the moment." And yeah, they can come in a split second. She's absolutely right. But you've got to practice. You've got to practice listening to your intuition and trusting it. So say that again, when you hear it and it sounds sweet, but it doesn't necessarily make sense.
Yeah, that's a message from God, from your higher self. It's for your best good. So when my godmother shared this story, she lived in Ohio and they have basements. I'm in Oklahoma. We don't really have basements. We have tornadoes, but no basements. And she's in the basement folding laundry. And all of a sudden, she just got this message. This house could burn to the ground and you'd be fine. And she thought, well, that's weird and odd, but she didn't feel scared. She didn't have any like negative feeling about that message. A couple of months later, she and her husband are out of town. Their son is a senior in high school, so he can stay home alone for a couple days while they go visit relatives. And she gets a call in the middle of the night, and it's the neighbor across the street, and he said, "Your son Chris is fine, and so's the dog." And she went, "Oh, okay." And he said, "But your house burnt to the ground." And she, "What?"
"What?"
And he said, "Yeah, your house burnt to the ground." Our dog started barking and we got up to see what the dog was barking at, and your house was engulfed, but we got Chris and your dog out, but the rest is a total loss. And in that moment, she was like, God was warning me that everything can be taken away in a minute, but it's okay. You know, he is still with me. It's going to be okay. And she said the hardest part about all of that was going to the store trying to replace things. Did I buy new measuring cups or not? Do I have a Pyrex dish to bake in or not? Like, other people would be freaking out about different things, but hers was like, God, that was kind of like the hardest piece of that. Her son was safe. Her dog was safe. There was no loss of life in this event, but she had a complete peace about it because she felt like she had been a little bit forewarned. That was a hard word. Forewarned.
Forewarned, yeah. You said it right.
Yeah.
Speaking is hard some days.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. Yeah, so when a message comes in, and like, you should be scared when you get a message, this could all burn down.
But she wasn't. She just felt like that was just you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Wow.
But then there's another message that can come through of, you need to up more insurance for your house because your house could burn to the ground. You need to video everything in your house because, like, yes, you need to do those things. But when it comes through as harsh, that's when you're talking to yourself.
Okay.
And that ego comes in versus a nice, calm, beautiful spiritual message.
All right. Well, how often do you practice to connect? I know we were talking this morning or exchanging texts this morning, and you said, I'm just going to meditate. And how long did you say you were going to meditate?
Well, I said half an hour.
And I was like, you can meditate for half an hour? Like, I'm like 10 minutes, maybe 15. And I'm like, half an hour, that's pretty good. And I try to meditate twice a day. That's my spiritual practice, is to connect twice a day. But how did you meditate for 30 minutes?
Well, it's kind of nice when it's a guided meditation.
Ah.
Like, you're listening to it. I'm not just sitting there in silence. I do a little better with a guided one. And this actually was a little more of a hypnosis type meditation.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was lovely. The cat's in the bed purring and I've got my headphones on and it was really nice. And you kept texting me, how are you going to do that? How are you going to do that? And I'm like, not going
to
answer.
Shut up, Kimberly, because I'm trying to meditate.
Yes. Yes. But you have to take time to be still. And we get so busy and caught up in our life. All of our list of our shoulds, I should go to the grocery store, I should bake this, I should make a menu for dinner. We get in this rat race, this fast pace of we have to do it all and we have to do it right now, that it makes it really hard to take time for yourself. And that stillness is part of self-care. I read a book a couple of years ago called The Circle Maker, and this man is a preacher, Christian man, and his prayers are based on scripture, and he'll just repeat the same scripture over and over. And that repetitive action, going through the same words over and over, creates a sense of calm. Our mentor, Brendan Burchard, he has got on YouTube a meditation called Release. And the whole meditation is release, release. You don't even have to focus on what you want to release. Subconscious is brilliant and it will release what needs to go.
I've actually listened to that and it was on YouTube. So I listened to it and it was really great, you know, and he was basically just says the word release a whole bunch of times. And I think there's some music playing in the background and then he stops and there's just the music. And then he says the word release again a whole bunch of times and then he stops. And then when the video stopped, it like started playing another video really fast from YouTube because it was just on that. And I was like, oh my God. So it was not as relaxing at the end, but you could figure that out. You guys are probably smarter than I am. All right. There's some interesting comments in the chat. Kathy says, I would also suggest we accept the messages at face value and don't go around asking friends what they think it means. Like that, then you can get confused. Bethan says, definitely it's a practice to do it for long periods, meditate for long periods. Jane says, I love guided meditations. They make me focus on my breathing. Kathy suggests mute your phone while meditating. I don't know how we got into the subject, but it's totally true. So we can connect with our intuition. That's why. All right. So this has really been fantastic, Jennifer. I know that you actually have a really cool gift for our audience. So tell us what the gift is.
My gift is called 12minutegift.com, and it is an audio series, get your grammar right. It's an audio series, three part, and it's based on my 12 minutes to success methodology. And so you can listen to it while you're exercising or walking or whatever.
I love it. All right. So grab Jennifer's free gift when you got it, when you get it. Please put "I got it" in the chat box so that we know the link works and that you're actually getting what you're looking for. Put "I got it" in the chat box. Perfect. Kelly says she's listened to the first part before and it's great. Thank you for the endorsement for Jennifer. Wonderful. Hopefully you guys can get that while they're talking about, while they're trying to download it. Tell us what your VIP gift is, because it's fabulous. Everybody here needs this.
Well, my VIP gift was actually a drop I did for Speakers Playhouse, and it is how to become a money magnet, and it's rewriting those money stories that you have. I do energy clearings, and part of that training, I'm doing clearings on people in the audience, and the fun thing about that is if that resonates with you, you can clear that story, that emotion for yourself at the same time while you're watching it.
I love it. All right. So grab a VIP if you haven't already upgraded. Where have you been? It's over $10,000 worth of value for $49. Screaming deal. So you guys want to grab that, and you're going to get all the replays so you can have Jennifer's story back laughing and enjoying and tickling your funny bone. And then enjoy all of the other speakers that were on the other tracks while you were here enjoying Jennifer and I giggling and having fun. So hopefully you all upgraded to VIP. We have another amazing guest coming up next, but before we let you go, Jennifer, any final word for our group?
My podcast is called Destined for Success, and it's named for that because we are all destined for more success and more greatness than we've ever considered. So it's your time to step into the success that you're destined to have.
I love it. All right. Our next speaker up is Leslie Evans. She's going to be talking about midlife, not just a transition, a transformation. I love it. All right. We will see you all back at the bottom of the hour. This has been a really fun talk. Thanks, Jennifer, for being here with us. We'll see you all at the top of the hour, bottom of the hour, one of those. I'm Kimberly Crow. Cheers. Wow, that was an amazing speaker. For replays of this talk and all the talks, plus an incredible gift bundle, upgrade to VIP now. If you have any questions or problems during the summit, you can always email our support team at support@voicesofwomensummit.com. Stay tuned. We have another fantastic speaker coming right up.